For the past few years, Yellow Springs, Ohio, has been the scene of an important civil rights controversy. This town has three barbershops. Two of them cut Negro hair. One doesn't. And that barbershop belongs to Louis Gegner, who, by now, is probably the most famous barber in the United States. Gegner refuses to serve Negro customers. He claims he doesn't know how to cut Negro hair. His position was upheld by a local court decision this past May. Local civil rights partisans have been attempting to integrate Gegner's barbershop for several years. Gegner's barbershop has been the target of sit-ins and picketing during recent months. Many court cases have stemmed from all this activity. One of them was heard in Greene County Common Pleas Court last week. It dealt with picketing at Gegner's barbershop. On May 3rd, Judge Warren C. Young of Lebanon, on assignment to the Greene County Common Pleas Court, issued an injunction limiting picketing at Gegner's barbershop to four persons at any one time. In early September, five people were arrested for picketing in violation of that court order. The five demonstrators were arrested by Greene County Sheriff Russell Bradley on September 7th after the size of the picket line in front of Gegner's barbershop passed the legal limit. Three demonstrators from the National Association for the Advancement of White People were picketing in support of the barber. Two Yellow Springs Negroes were picketing against Gegner. Barber Gegner charged all five demonstrators with violating the injunction limiting picketing at his barbershop to four persons at any one time.